For more than 30 years, the Community Foundation serving Western Virginia has been issuing a variety of grants to worthy organizations and students, all focused on making the Roanoke Valley and now communities elsewhere in Southern Virginia a better place to live. Board of Directors member Steve Musselwhite sums it up in this clip from a promotional video.
Absolutely, seeing people's lives changed, I think, is the most important thing. I don't know of any organization that impacts lives any more than this organization.
Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Marano and me in studio this morning, Community Foundation serving Western Virginia President and CEO Alan Rock and Director of Grants and Donor Engagement Michelle Eberle. Michelle and Alan, good morning to you both. Good to have you here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
As we get started, Alan, I guess we'll start with you, okay? First, the name change. It used to be for many years Foundation for Roanoke Valley, of course. Now it's Community Foundation serving Western Virginia. Now, Alan, does that reflect a change in scope?
Well, it really does. It was a convergence of several things. 2018 was the 30th anniversary of the Community Foundation, and in terms of long-term planning, we really wanted to think about refreshing our logo, our brand, and marketing. We also had had significant growth throughout the region, specifically in our office in the Martinsville community, and it just seemed to make sense. We also had staff members sort of dedicated to certain areas, and I wanted to be able to use their talent across the whole scope of our service. So it just all came together.
Had you always been in Martinsville in that area, or is that a fairly new thing?
We've had a location in Martinsville for, I guess, 13 years now. We operated there under the moniker of Martinsville Area Community Foundation, although it was part of our corporate umbrella. And we have a local advisory board there, and we just felt like that going forward, we could use all of our collective strengths better and under a new name.
You know, the Foundation for Roanoke Valley, now the Community Foundation serving Western Virginia, makes these tremendous grants. Michelle, maybe you could talk a little bit about how the foundation amasses the funds that it makes grants from. Are the grants actually coming out of the endowment funds that people or organizations create?
Around 330 endowment funds. A majority of the funds that make up our portfolio are either donor advised or designated. And so with those, the donor sets that up so that a grant each year would be made from that fund to either a certain organization or organizations. Or with our donor advised funds, the donor has the ability to make recommendations throughout the year. And so we call those our non-discretionary funds. And then we have a portfolio of discretionary funds, which allows organizations to apply directly to the foundation, sometimes directly to that fund for a specific purpose, or through our letter of intent process. It's a grant application that they can apply just directly to the foundation, and then we will determine where the money would best come from. And so we award close to $4 million in grants each year, and maybe about $800,000 of that comes from our discretionary grant making.
You know, I'm curious, why was the foundation created, Alan? You know, were there needs that were not being addressed by local governments or by individual donations? You know, what was the impetus for creating the foundation?
Well, the foundation is part of a national movement of community foundations that actually go back to 1914. And so the Winston-Salem Foundation was created in 1919. So it's the second oldest in the country. And we actually began talking with a group of folks back in the late 80s, one of whom was the director of the Winston-Salem Community Foundation, about perhaps that model could bring some real value to the community. And so a number of community leaders came together. And so in 1988, we came together legally. We started with literally $247 in assets. I have that first audit report on my desk, and so we now have collectively about $75 million in assets at this point.
Did people just sort of jump on board? They saw that it was something that it was, you know, would be good for the communities?
This area has always been tremendously generous, and we have just been both surprised and delighted at how folks rapidly embrace the Community Foundation option as part of their philanthropy, both during their lifetime and especially at their passing, to do things through their estate. And so we can't say enough good things about how this community has embraced the foundation.
And as you were saying, Michelle, we'll talk with Michelle Eberle and Alan Ronk from the Community Foundation serving in Western Virginia. As you were saying that you can have, you set up an endowment, you can have grants directed towards particular types of organizations or nonprofits specifically?
Absolutely, yes. So as I mentioned, some of the funds that we have set up are designated to certain organizations, some are donor advised, and then we have some that are set up just for a particular field of interest. And so if a donor had a particular interest in children and school readiness, they can set up a fund that's specifically for that. And so the foundation would determine where what organizations would best fit that purpose, and we can make grants out of that fund for that.
Mm. Before I throw it back to Joey, I want to ask a question about the, I saw you at the Feeding America Southwest
right.
Virginia Community Solutions
right.
Center recently.
Right.
And that's set up by Feeding America. It'd be it's a training kitchen. They prepare lunches in there. And that was an investment that the Community Foundation made. What was it about that really impressed you? I know you seem very impressed by that whole operation.
We really do love what they do. And as a staff, we volunteered there. This notion of sort of taking an unused community resource and putting it in a community that can really now bring great things to bear, it just really was a no-brainer for us and our board to embrace that, and we were honored to be able to buy them a van that will allow them to transport food to needy children in particular, and that was just a great opportunity to be involved with.
Hmm. 8:51 now at WFIR. We have two in-studio guests this morning. We have Community Foundation serving Western Virginia President and CEO Alan Ronk and Director of Grants and Donor Engagement Michelle Eberle. And Michelle, I want to touch a little bit on a question that you may have touched on a little bit previous, but to go a little bit more in detail, Michelle, your latest annual report showing about $73 million in assets, more than $3 million, $3 to $4 million in grants given out annually, and over $46 million in grants to date. So, Michelle, if you would touch on how those grant requests are vetted and in choosing which applications are most worthy, is that a difficult process?
It's a very difficult process. The foundation receives hundreds of applications each year.
Sure.
And so we have some of them are a single-phase process. Some of them are a two-phase process. And my job is to evaluate each application and determine, does it fit within our primary focus areas that we support funding, or does it fit with a certain fund that may have an area of interest? And so if those are the cases, then certainly we review those applications. We have a group of a grants committee who are made up of dedicated board members who review applications, so it doesn't all fall on me. They meet multiple times a year to review these applications, discuss them. Sometimes we bring organizations in to present on their request. And so, yes, difficult decisions have to be made sometimes that we do have to say no. And if we could fund every single request that came in, that would be great. But unfortunately, just doesn't work that way.
And typically, will people get repeat grants, or are they typically one-time shot in the arms?
It's a mix. Probably 300 to 400 nonprofits a year receive support from the foundation. So it's fairly exhaustive in terms of our having involvement in the nonprofit community. We do really look to support where the talent is and those organizations that are doing tremendous work. And so we like being in a position to help them. We are not long-term supporters of any particular organization. Each time they come to us, they need to articulate the need. But yes, it's a mix of one-time investment. But there are many organizations who have a long history of support from the foundation that we feel really good about.
I was just wondering if either of you can if there's a case study of someone that needed some help and the grant that they got from the foundation really put them on the next level, made them jump up, stabilize them, and you know, kind of led the way towards success. Is there anybody in particular that stands out?
Well, let me address that, and then Michelle can chime in. But one of the neat programs that we did years ago was to provide both eyeglasses and dentures to older folks in need. And we subsequently met a man who had a huge smile on his face and essentially said he had eaten steak for the first time in 20 years. And it really hit home at that point that our work is not just at the nonprofit level, but really filters down to the individual lives that we change. And that's always a tremendous feeling when you can see that kind of result.
And I think also it's important to note that the grants that the foundation awards out, they don't have to be big, huge, large grants in order to make a big impact. And for example, the Franklin County Family YMCA received a $4,000 grant from us a couple of months ago. They have a Parkinson's boxing program. It's a non-contact program where they bring in individuals with Parkinson's and they work with movement and with flexibility.
I've
and
seen that on TV, actually, yeah.
Shown that that improves their brain activity and improves coordination. And so those little amounts of money can go and have a great impact. And these people's lives are being changed because of that.
Mm. You see a lot of needs in the Martinsville area. I guess you're in Patrick County, Henry County also.
It's similar across the community in terms of human service needs and basic human needs, education. So we have probably 10 counties that we actively work in, and they share many of the same issues. Each has their own distinctive needs, and that's what the role of our staff is, to figure out what those distinctive needs are and how we can best address them. But it's very similar.
I'm just wondering, as we wrap up here, about a minute or so left, and we're talking with Community Foundation serving Western Virginia President Alan Ronk and Director of Grants Michelle Eberle. Are the needs of organizations today as big as ever? I mean, or have things changed somewhat, or in any way, has the dynamic changed in any way since you guys got started? Or are the needs still there?
I would say that probably they have changed, partly because of sort of the change in dynamics of the availability of resources at the funding level. Corporate money and government money used to be more plentiful. It's less so. I think when we went through the recession in 2008, many nonprofits had to really take a hard look at themselves and determine what their core mission was and to give up some things that were maybe extraneous. But much of it, quite frankly, is still ongoing support for operations. You know, we like doing programmatic things and neat things, but we recognized a number of years ago that it was important to give annual support as well.
Short answer, Michelle, you're seeing a lot of the same thing. There's still a lot of needs out there.
Absolutely. And I think it can change from year to year. I've been with the foundation for about 10 years. And I think years ago we did some studies and there was a huge need for services to the elderly. And so we had a 5-6 year initiative to benefit older adults. And so I think we've really sort of grasped that, and we continue to support those organizations that provide those services as well.
All right. Alan Ronk and Michelle Eberle from the Community Foundation serving Western Virginia. Thanks for coming in. We'll have to leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you so much.